Unit 3. Health and Medicine. Reading 1. Xenotransplantation. As safety standards improve, and as law enforcement more effectively deters dangerous driving, fewer people are dying in car crashes. As safety standards improve, and as law enforcement more effectively deters dangerous driving, fewer people are dying in car crashes. This is, of course, a positive development, except that it decreases the number of healthy organs available to those who need them. This is, of course, a positive development, except that it decreases the number of healthy organs available to those who need them. No doctor to date has successfully performed an animal-to-human organ transplant, known as xenotransplantation. No doctor to date has successfully performed an animal-to-human organ transplant, known as xenotransplantation. For example, pigs, which are the ideal candidate for xenotransplantation, have a gene called alpha-gal, which can be modified to trick the human immune system into recognizing it as human. For example, pigs, which are the ideal candidate for xenotransplantation, have a gene called alpha-gal, which can be modified to trick the human immune system into recognizing it as human. After having altered the gene, scientists could then clone the pigs with the altered gene and eventually breed them conventionally. After having altered the gene, scientists could then clone the pigs with the altered gene and eventually breed them conventionally. Anti-rejection drugs, which would have to be used post-operation to ensure that the body continues to accept the new organ, suppress the immune system. Anti-rejection drugs, which would have to be used post-operation to ensure that the body continues to accept the new organ, suppress the immune system. The patients died of virus infections, however, and not because the body rejected the foreign tissue. The patients died of virus infections, however, and not because the body rejected the foreign tissue. They do not have large litters, so it would be difficult to breed the numbers of baboons that would be necessary to meet the demand for organ transplants. They do not have large litters, so it would be difficult to breed the numbers of baboons that would be necessary to meet the demand for organ transplants. But given that pigs are already raised for slaughter, the idea of using them to save human lives will not present a new ethical issue. But given that pigs are already raised for slaughter, the idea of using them to save human lives will not present a new ethical issue.